Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
Hello, counsellors, and thanks for getting here so early. I want to go over this week's schedule for camp. That's for the dates of July the 1st to the 7th. We'll worry about next week's schedule next week, because it will be different, and I don't want to confuse anyone. All right, please take down notes so you'll remember everything tomorrow when the kids arrive and start asking questions. So, tomorrow, Monday, we'll have a football tournament going on all day. And then at night, we'll have a little award ceremony to congratulate the winning team. This will help everyone to get to know each other. For any children who really dislike football, or have injuries or health issues, there will be an arts and crafts table by the dining hall. But I want you to do everything you can, within reason, to get all the children to join in the football tournament. From Tuesday to Thursday, we're planning a lot of water-related activities, including swimming and boating. It's supposed to be very hot, so the kids will really enjoy being in the water. Just a safety note here, remember that I want at least 2 of you counsellors present at the lake at all times while the children are doing water activities. This is absolutely critical, no exceptions. I don't mind how the 4 of you split up the duties, but make sure to look out for each other and see that everyone gets food and toilet breaks when needed. So, this means that you won't all go to lunch together, right? You'll go in groups of 2. I'm sorry if it sounds obvious, but last year the counsellors seemed to think that the 2-on-duty rule didn't apply to lunchtime. Right, what else? We'll have a barbecue on the lakeshore Thursday evening, so you'll need to inform me by Thursday if any of the children in your cabin are vegetarian or have other special dietary needs. There will also be a chance for the kids to take a day cruise on Thursday, but it costs an extra £10. On Friday, we'll have an arts and crafts day, with tables set up on the sports field so that the children take turns visiting. Your main duties here will be traffic control. You know, make sure everyone gets to have a go at candle making and the whole camp doesn't descend on the watercolour table at the same time, that sort of thing. There'll be a very special surprise on Friday evening. An outdoor film, Casablanca, will be shown on the sports field at 7 p.m, after everyone's finished dinner. On the weekend, we'll be taking a trip to Fish Lake to go camping. We'll leave at 6 a.m. on Saturday and we'll return on Sunday evening. I'll be here for the rest of the morning if anyone has any questions. Hello, counsellors, and thanks for getting here so early. I want to go over this week's schedule for camp. That's for the dates of July the 1st to the 7th. We'll worry about next week's schedule next week, because it will be different, and I don't want to confuse anyone. All right, please take down notes so you'll remember everything tomorrow when the kids arrive and start asking questions. So, tomorrow, Monday, we'll have a football tournament going on all day. And then at night, we'll have a little award ceremony to congratulate the winning team. This will help everyone to get to know each other. For any children who really dislike football, or have injuries or health issues, there will be an arts and crafts table by the dining hall. But I want you to do everything you can, within reason, to get all the children to join in the football tournament. From Tuesday to Thursday, we're planning a lot of water-related activities, including swimming and boating. It's supposed to be very hot, so the kids will really enjoy being in the water. Just a safety note here, remember that I want at least two of you counsellors present at the lake at all times while the children are doing water activities. This is absolutely critical, no exceptions. I don't mind how the four of you split up the duties, but make sure to look out for each other and see that everyone gets food and toilet breaks when needed. So, this means that you won't all go to lunch together, right? You'll go in groups of two. I'm sorry if it sounds obvious, but last year the counsellors seemed to think that the two-on-duty rule didn't apply to lunchtime. Right, what else? We'll have a barbecue on the lakeshore Thursday evening, so you'll need to inform me by Thursday if any of the children in your cabin are vegetarian or have other special dietary needs. There will also be a chance for the kids to take a day cruise on Thursday, but it costs an extra £10. On Friday, we'll have an arts and crafts day, with tables set up on the sports field so that the children take turns visiting. Your main duties here will be traffic control. You know, make sure everyone gets to have a go at candle making and the whole camp doesn't descend on the watercolour table at the same time, that sort of thing. There'll be a very special surprise on Friday evening. An outdoor film, Casablanca, will be shown on the sports field at 7 p.m. after everyone's finished dinner. On the weekend, we'll be taking a trip to Fish Lake to go camping. We'll leave at 6 a.m. on Saturday and we'll return on Sunday evening. I'll be here for the rest of the morning if anyone has any questions.
You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.